And we are back with Ms. Abby Smith and Moya Thompson, Cultural Affairs Officers over at the Department of Cultural Affairs of the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture. So Moya, right before the break, we were talking... So right before the break, we were talking about your life in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So let's really dive into Moya Thompson's career.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, oh, you're sorry. Right. Someplace else for that?
Yeah. No.
Reintroduce yourself to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and spill the resume.
No.
Okay. No problem.
No. Okay. So I didn't go to university.
Okay.
The college I went to was called Columbia College Chicago.
Okay.
Specifically, you know, because you do have Columbia College in New York as well.
Right.
So I went to Columbia College, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after I would have done education. So I'm an educator.
Right.
And I taught for 5 years at the point in which I left to go to Chicago. And I taught in early childhood education. So I have a passion for education as well. So that's a huge part of my personal portfolio, is to educate. And so when my focus in film was screenwriting. And so that is kind of, a lot of my work is in writing. I just guess to keep it very condensed, because I've been doing it for that'd be almost 20 years, because I left to go in 2003, yeah, almost 20 years. So, and then since I came back, my company,
of course, what you mean?
Okay, I don't know, because I just,
company.
I found my company in like 2007, because I did my first play in 2007. My first play that I did locally was called That's a Vibe.
Uh-huh.
It was actually written by a friend of mine, and we were supposed to do it before I went off to school, and then we never got it off the ground.
Wow.
And it was a play that I really liked. I was supposed to play one of the characters, but when I directed the play, I ended up letting someone else play it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the play had a combination of stage and screen. So we had filmed segments,
uh-huh,
that the characters in that play were dead. They had died from drugs. One was from drugs, one was from a sexual situation, and one was from, I can't even remember, but it was like three vices,
right,
basically. And so the televised part showed them as humans. The stage part, they were skeletons, and they were talking about their life and how they ended up in their situation, which was that they were dead. So I like, as an artist, as a creative, I sing. You know, I'm not a singer. I don't call myself a singer, but a lot of people know me first from singing. I was a choir person.
Folks listening, I hope that you guys are keeping notes. So there's directing, acting, screenwriting, and now singing.
Entrepreneur. Yes.
Entrepreneur as
yes,
well.
Let's get that right.
Yeah, I started out as a choir person.
Uh-huh.
So I was in the Nashville choir for several years, 3 years, before that, church choir. So a lot of people know me from back in the day as being a singer and that kind of thing. But I'm not a singer. Like, mm-hmm, don't ask me to, like, whatever. But I'll harmonize the hell out of a song.
I'm an alto.
So I like the combination of music, acting, film. Like, I like to combine it all.
Right.
So I have a program for kids called Film Ad, and I do that. So we do, it's Film Ad, so it's film. The M is for movement, the A is for art, and the D is for drama. So drama. I got mixed up just now. So movement would include step and dance.
Uh-huh.
And then we do art. I usually have an artist that works with the program. And then we also do like a drama. We do dramas and stuff like that. So I've done that camp for like 11 years. So that's my way of combining my passion as an educator with my passion for film.
That's amazing, Moya. So you were also a choreographer, because I heard you threw dance in there.
I bring in people. Now I can do dance, but I work, because it's a camp that I also teach at,
right,
I focus on film. So I bring in to do dance. So I'd have a dance or a mime person.
Nice.
One of my other instructors, he does step, Mr. Kalen Jervis. He's a step instructor, so we do step as well. And we use it to kind of bring out the personalities of the children. Because if you're filming something, a lot of times you need them to be open to be performers. Sometimes,
agreed,
they come to the camp and they're not performers.
Agreed.
So giving them the opportunity to do multiple things, you can kind of feel them out and say, okay, this child. And a lot of times children come and they don't know. They don't even really know that.
Know their talents.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you put them on the thing, and then they shine.
1, 2, 3, showtime.
And they shine.
That's because there's a real bohemian.
Mm-hmm.
And all bohemians are what? Performative.
Performative, yes.
So Ms. Abby Smith, let's hear about you and your career. Wow. Okay. Where do we
another
begin?
Educator.
Yes, another educator. Well, of course, you know, I'm familiar with you, Mr. Rule, working in the National Art Gallery for several years and transitioning into the classroom, which was a beautiful experience all in the same. And, of course, now going on the government level. I would say all of that was connected to the arts. Mm-hmm. Of course, anybody knows me. I'm an activist for children, especially for them to be their best selves, to be artists, to express themselves. I'm the bubbly artist that goes through the community and says, come paint with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, everybody mm-hmm. knows me as that one that just loves to paint, just loves to just give a burst of energy and burst of color.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, like Moya, I started off here. At the College of the Bahamas. Yes, I am a Carib.
Carib.
Yes, you know, I have to put that out there. I am
right.
a Carib. You know, I'm not a Mingo.
Mingo. No.
I'm a Carib.
Right. Okay.
So we have to, you know, we're sensitive about that College of the Bahamas love.
Oh, right. Oh, that's what that, okay.
You know, right, okay. From right. that prestigious art program that has grown significantly mm-hmm. over the years, mm-hmm. and I'm grateful to bear witness to that, to see many of my fellow artists working in that university and really bringing the visual arts to the forefront.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. I am so grateful to see it, to be alive to see that.
Right.
You know, and actually coming out of that program, you know, it's something that always resonated with me that we have to give the visual arts that commitment. We have to show that it is important. It is equally important to all things that we do here in the Bahamas and also obviously, you know, on an international scale.
Mm-hmm.
So coming from COB, being the Carib that I am.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I then transitioned into London and then moving about to throughout different countries in Europe and then finding myself back in the United States and then back home because that's where my heart was. Mm-hmm. Always wanting to focus on the arts, focus on cultural policies dedicated to the arts, providing access, inclusion. Always thinking about how artists can benefit from, you know, working in a small island state such as ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, how we can, you know, really be on par with our regional countries. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we look at ourselves and say we can't do it, but you know, in true Bahamian style, nobody better than us.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. We shine
globally.
Whatever Bahamians do, we do it exceptionally mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
we always have this eternal chip on our shoulder because we always have to prove that, listen, we may be small, but we're very mighty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so now I take that same attitude, went to the National Art Gallery, you know. I love the community aspect of what I did. You know, I was able to touch everybody. And if I wasn't able to touch everybody, I would touch somebody who can touch that next person for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always something that I truly enjoyed. I enjoyed programming there. I enjoyed traveling throughout the islands and really bringing art on a greater scale because, of course, people think that everything is Nassau-centric when it comes to the National Art of the National Art Gallery, but it was really more than that. And then, of course, seeing that, okay, going into the classroom, I'm reaching another set of kids. And every year, it just got greater, just it got better.
And she taught at my former alma mater, let me just say.
You had to plug that in, yes.
Shout out to Aquinas.
The great school of Aquinas College there on Glasson Road. You know, those students
well,
there.
Well, I was the Madera Street.
The Madera Street, but the heart is still there.
Oh, she's the OG.
She's the original, you know. But the students there, their work ethic, especially when it came to the visual arts, it's above... It's not even above average. I call it exceptional.
That's amazing.
They're exceptional. And then, of course, now working on a community level, working in the classroom level, now going to the Department of Culture, now working on a national level,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was an elevation of sorts for me because what I wanted to do in the community, now I have the opportunity to do nationally.
Right.
And to really extend that love and that passion for the visual arts, for creatives, for anybody who wants to be their true selves, to have that platform to do that. What's better than that?
Mm-hmm.
You're serving your country and you're also serving yourself. You know, you're growing as a person, you're growing as this artist that is able to help another artist.
And in this country, as small as it is, as small as our community is, it's always better to come together or instead of working apart. And so I'd love the opportunity to have that platform, to be that voice, to be that middle person, as we say, you know, in our Bahamian language, that little mediator, that little person, and who could do whatever they can to make you feel as though, you know what, being an artist is not only just being you, but being an intentional Bahamian creative.
You know? And I feel like you've been doing a phenomenal job of that, and you have found this weird but oddly, like, not weird way of pulling people into that conversation through your mural programs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is with people just seeing a blank wall turn into an amazing piece of artwork. And then also being asked to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then while they're being a part of it, then she starts to have these global conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there like, is this really the right time? I mean, the sun is baking. Mm-hmm. People turn into rotisserie chickens out here. And I'll be talking about accessibility.
Yes. and it's the perfect platform for that. Everybody's coming together, everybody's creating, and then that's where the conversation begins. Why this wall? Why this community? Why these people? Mm-hmm. And at the meat and potatoes of it, why this artist?
Yes.
Why is she like this? She's not that traditional artist. She's that one that wants to have a very academically sound conversation while painting a mural and all raggy up in her painted clothes and her love of sneakers, because when you see this artist, you see her feet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
so,
true.
Yeah,
if they're kneeling down.
Yeah. If you're kneeling down, you see the artist's feet, and then that becomes a conversation. That becomes, who is she? Why is she like this? How does she know all of these things? How do we get more of this? Because then it becomes an addiction.
Mm-hmm. And what I want to add to what she's saying as well, as she was talking, art, and for those of us in art and or in the world of art and culture, cultural forms, whether it's drunken, whether it's art, whether it's acting, are forms of therapy.
Yes.
They are definitely forms of outlets for children or adults to kind of get stuff out that mm-hmm. they may not be able to say.
Absolutely.
Or don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the other reasons why I'm really passionate about it, and feel that it's important to utilize it with people in general, in the Bahamian society, and also because they, you know, a lot of times we don't really talk about stuff,
right?
And so it's good to be able to have an outlet for them to be able to
a very organic
that.
Outlet,
yeah, and do something that, hey, you know, because I know, like, for me, with dealing with kids, sometimes, you know, you'll tell them, okay, we're gonna do this, and they're like, yeah, draw. So just do whatever
something.
You do is well done. Just give me something.
Miss Abby always says everybody can draw. It's just how well.
Mm-hmm. So with that, Miss Abby, before we take a short break, please give a shout out to your boys who you worked with over the summer.
Mm-hmm. My boys at the great Simpson Penn Center for Boys. They are truly a blessing. And I will speak more about that, but they are truly a blessing, truly creative in their own right.
They did such a great job.
They did an excellent job. They made me proud. They actually gave me the most fulfilling experience I've ever had mm-hmm. as an artist. And I can never, ever, ever go to that institution and look at it the same way.
Great. So we're going to take a short break here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. This is Blank Canvas. Be right back.